right. Well, hope you had a good discussion there. We're going to look now at some more practical questions about prayer. We've talked about what prayer means, what it is, but now we turn to the question that's on so many people's hearts, maybe from their own experience, where we say, you know what, I prayed for something and it didn't happen. Does that mean it didn't work? Does that mean prayer doesn't work? Does that mean it's worth it? Or questions like, if God is all-powerful and has a plan for our universe and a plan for us, why should I bother telling him what I think? Sounds like he's got a plan already. We have lots of doubts about prayer. And the very first thing I want to say, if you have doubts about prayer, concerns about whether it's the right thing to do, whether it works, is just to look to Jesus. This course is all about following Jesus. And so we want to look at what Jesus does and says. And in terms of prayer, it's important for us to simply note Jesus prays. He does. Jesus, the Son of God, prays to his Father in heaven. He simply does. And there's a great deal of mystery, of course, in how that works and why and things like that. But I think it's important for us to simply pause and say, well, Jesus prayed. So there's clearly some value in it. And if following Jesus is really what we say it is, following him, then that means we've got to notice when he does something. And especially when he commends others to do it. Because when Jesus spoke about prayer in the New Testament, he didn't say, if you pray, to his followers. He said, when you pray. His instructions about prayer weren't an optional add-on to a Christian life, but rather it was an assumption of his that his followers would pray. So Jesus didn't really offer, you know, any philosophical, metaphysical proofs about prayer. He didn't really give us a formula for understanding exactly how it works. He simply did it. He simply did it and assumed we would. And that's an important starting point for us. But we're going to spend a little bit of time building on that, because so many people do struggle with prayer, that we're going to try to get a little closer to understanding that mystery, all the while recognizing it is a mystery. And so just like back in Christianity 101, when we explored the nature of God as three in one and one in three, we're going to be circling around a mystery, trying to get a little bit closer to it, trying to understand a little bit more, knowing that we'll never completely land right on a formula to understand that mystery. It's a good thing when God and God's nature is a mystery to us, and it's an equally good thing when prayer is a mystery, because it means that it's not just a matter of what I like to call vending machine prayers. Which is when you just, you know, like a vending machine, you put the right amount of money in, you do what you have to do, you spend what you need to spend, and then you push in a little button, you know, A2 for a certain bag of chips, and the machine has to give you that bag of chips because you gave it money and you told it what you wanted. Sometimes we think that's what prayer is like, a vending machine, where we just have to do those things. And we're going to try to get closer to prayer and understanding prayer without ever coming up with a formula as simplistic as that, because I think many of our experiences, and if you haven't had any experience with prayer, your future experiences are going to tell you that God is certainly not a vending machine where we put in money, tell him what we want, and it has to come out, and if it doesn't, we get to shake it really hard until it does come out. Christians believe that God always answers prayer. And you may immediately react and think, wait a minute, I thought you said you weren't going to give us an easy formula. Well, God does always answer prayer. But he doesn't always answer prayer yes, which is often our assumption, that an answered prayer is always a yes. God does answer prayer, but sometimes he answers yes, sometimes he answers no, and sometimes he answers maybe. And we'll look at the three of those individually. First of all, yes. God does answer prayers with a resounding, amazing yes in many cases. Sometimes it's really dramatic. A simple, small story from my high school years was that I was part of a Christian fellowship group in my high school. It was an incredible experience where I learned a lot about following Jesus, about following Jesus in community with a community of other high school students around me. We had a great time. We grew from when I first started being about 30 kids to about 200 by the time I was graduating from high school. Excuse me. It was an amazing experience to see God working in a group like that, and especially to be part of leading it when we were just a bunch of students leading together. We had a teacher who gave us a room and gave us the ability to be an official club of the school, but we were completely led by students. And so it was incredible to see that happening. But then I remember we came to a point where we were finding that student leadership just wasn't enough. We had grown to almost 200 students at that point, and we were actually kind of struggling to keep up. And I remember one day a bunch of the leadership, we got together and we were all praying that that God would give us some leadership, that we'd get some help in organizing this amazing thing that he'd started. And so I remember I was sitting in a little group of three by the classroom door, and we were praying that, and somebody knocked on the door. This guy walked in, said, "Hey, my name's Dave. I'm a pastor in the area. I wondered if I could help." And that was one of those moments that it was just an answer to prayer that was such an obvious, resounding yes. We were praying for leadership, and he walked in the door, and it was a great thing. So God does say yes to prayers. It can be incredible. Sometimes, though, God says yes to our prayers, and it's more than we bargained for. It's still a good thing. It's still part of God's plan, but sometimes what we think is best for us is actually quite challenging and going to push us outside of our comfort zones. Oscar Wilde once joked, "When the gods wish to punish us, they answer our prayers." So God answers prayer, sometimes with a yes, sometimes it's amazing and dramatic, and sometimes it challenges us and pushes us in a lot of ways that God really wants to see happening in our lives.
Well, we have a question for you to discuss today, and as usual, we hope that you won't just think about it on your own, but that you'll share your thoughts with some friends, family, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life who might benefit from taking this course to help them grow as a Christian. Here's your question for today. Can you share examples of how God has answered or not answered prayer in your life? Well, have a great discussion, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.